Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition. Got a story pulled up here from the, what is this? Daily Press. Escanaba. Falling ice raises havoc on the Mackinac Bridge. They've got pieces of these ice spears coming down, little tape measure, basically out of St. Ignace. Due to falling ice from the cables and towers, the Mackinac Bridge was closed indefinitely on Wednesday while officials wait for safe conditions. There's actually no expected schedule for reopening. When conditions improve, the bridge will be reopened to the traffic. This came from the Mackinac Bridge Authority 1:40 p.m. yesterday. Wednesday's closure, which was initially announced mid-morning, was the third closure of the bridge in 3 days, following the accumulation of ice from the freezing rain that hit the bridge late last week. Ice was several inches thick in some spots and was closed from the falling ice about 2:30 to 5:30 on Monday, again 8:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and Wednesday's closure began at 2:30 in the morning. Unlike high wind closures, where weather forecasts can give us solid information of when the winds are expected to diminish, guessing when ice will fall and stop falling is a guess, said Mackinac Bridge Director Kim Nowak. Factors like wind, sunshine, and rising temperatures may give us hints that the remaining falling ice is imminent, but there's no clear timing. For the safety of all involved, we need to keep up our system simple. When ice is falling from towers and cables, the bridge will be closed until it stops. Maintenance of the bridge said the amount of ice that formed as a result of the unprecedented last week's storm, the size of the ice sheets, the spears, the chunks, are basically dangerous to anyone that is on the bridge deck. Some of the ice chunks falling have been as large as garage doors. Spears and other chunks are falling hundreds of feet, and in some places there is extreme damage even being caused to the bridge decking. They've seen some large chunks as large as loaf of bread being able to cave in windshields and even roof vehicles, roof from the authority. Nowak said the amount of remaining ice on the bridge means closures are likely to be lengthy and could start and stop at any time. Local emergency and relief services are being strained. Many local businesses are closed, and there will still be power outages in the Straits area. So, basically on standby. Sault Ste. Marie gas stations ran out of fuel completely on Tuesday, due to the lack of deliveries from the bridge closures. Michigan State Police are working closely with local authorities and fuel providers to expedite deliveries and to restore normal fuel services as soon as possible. We understand the major inconvenience this situation is causing, but we want to assure residents that this is a short-term issue. We're on top of it, said the Public Information Officer Ben Okola of the Michigan State Police. If you're looking for text messages to be able to receive notices about the bridge reopening, you can text MAC Bridge, M-A-C Bridge, capital M, capital B, one word, no space, to the number 67283. 67283, text MAC Bridge, one word, no space, M-A-C, capital B-R-I-D-G-E. And they'll send you a text message when it opens back up. So, greatly appreciate that press release. Let's see, did I get that? I don't see it. Why did that not come in? I got a text that it was coming, but I don't see it in the email. Let me refresh this real quick. Nope, did not come in. Okay, let's go into this folder over here. Nope, it's not there either. All right, we're moving on. I had an update on my phone that came in about the Enbridge Tunnel Project, but I haven't gotten the email yet, so this was just a text about it and said, check your email for the full story. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Nope, that's not it either. Okay, well, we'll see if it comes in here before the end of the show. Now there's a contest. Victims of pothole-related vehicular damage may enter a pothole payback contest. To fix my state, MI State, to receive up to $758 to go towards repairs. To enter the contest, Michigan residents can submit their story, photo evidence, along with a receipt for the damage caused to their vehicle, cost or estimate. Up to 5 winners will be selected per month based on the severity of the vehicle's damage. The maximum amount of winnings is going to be based on the average cost of the repairs due to poor road conditions. This came per a statement by the Fix My State PR department. Okay, spokesperson. According to the contest terms and conditions, one submission per driver is allowed per month. And the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association is permitted to use any story or photos submitted by participants in their social media and campaign materials. Rod Coopersmith, Executive Vice President of Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, known as MITA, said Michigan is headed straight for a road funding cliff that threatens thousands of construction jobs, and our leaders must take action before it's too late. Our roads are crumbling, and Michiganders deserve real, lasting solutions. While the legislature is failing to act, we are going to be shining a light on the crisis and helping families with their car repairs. The contest, which begins now and extends through June, serves to advocate for the legislature to pass a bill package before the end of the year. Right now, the House passed a nine-bill, $3.1 billion road funding package last month, but it's not been taken up yet by the Senate. House Speaker Matt Hall recently said that MITA backs his road funding plan. We know that the road industry is doing all they can do to fix our road system with the current funding and resources they have. The pothole paycheck contest will remind lawmakers of the depth of our road maintenance problems and the pain drivers are facing when they receive a new bill for skyrocketing car repair costs. So basically, they're using the potholes as a way to be able to publicize, promote on social media the problems and the repair bills coming in from their failure to fix the roads. All part of them pushing the senators, hopefully, to pass Matt Hall's funding plan and send it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. So we'll see where this goes. But I thought it was kind of interesting. You can actually submit photos and a repair bill and be in a contest. Up to $758. Yeah, okay, right, got it. Let's see, where is that story? Nope, still hasn't come in. Okay, I don't understand. I got the text on my phone, but the story hasn't come to the email. Well, I apologize. Not going to bring it up right now because I want the full story. I want to be able to talk about the whole thing. One last thing real quick. They are increasing the search engine. A powerful new feature for us MERS subscribers. House, Senate, journals, committee transcripts, all now can be searched by keyword and key phrases. So I'll be able to check on these bills. I'll be able to check on these committee hearings. Be able to check just now with this updated search engine. Statewide headlines, legislative analysis documents, legislative bill text, as well as certain articles pertaining to legislation ongoing in Lansing. So, greatly appreciate that update, Kyle. Thank you very much. And I'm gonna refresh my browser. I'm gonna get into the other email account, see if I can get this story. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Has to do with marijuana and what they're doing to the industry here in the state of Michigan. Final segment of today's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Well, our prayers earlier during the show were answered. I just got a text message from Barb Ajima. Dave has bacterial abscesses in his spinal cavity, but he is not septic. They were going to treat it with antibiotics and monitor him for a few more days in the hospital. If he has no worsening symptoms, they are going to put in a PICC line so he can go home and continue to receive antibiotics via a IV. In a week, he's going to have a follow-up MRI to see if the abscesses are responding to the antibiotic treatments. Doctor believes it probably will be likely and will not need another surgery. Thank you, God. Man, that guy has been through absolute amazing, amazing stuff. All again because of the service to our country as a fighter pilot. So continue to pray for Dave that he gets better and these antibiotics will work to get rid of those abscesses in his back. So greatly, greatly appreciate your prayers. Thank you guys for that. Bottom line, still waiting to see who's going to jump into the U.S. Senate race. So far, Mallory McMorrow was the first candidate to announce. Haley Stevens is considering a run, as well as Kristen McDonald Rivett, newly elected, going to Congress. And also, somebody else that might be thinking about doing it, former State House Speaker Joe Tate from Detroit. Others that are being mentioned as a possible candidate. Yeah, right. This is going to happen. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Yeah, she's going to think about running for U.S. Senate. Yeah, I don't think so. No. Others interested, of course. Former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers, who lost last year to Elisa Slotkin. Bill Huizenga, Dave Ajima's most hated congressman in Washington. Former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon, who's also considering a run for governor. John James and Tudor Dixon considering running for governor. And also, Mayor Pete, he might be considering a run for governor as well. He's ruled out the U.S. Senate, but he hasn't ruled out running for governor. So that would be a real circus. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, already announced. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Marnie Sawicki, who I don't even know who she is. And, of course, Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit, running as an independent. Again, folks, this is a blessing because we are going to have a pure party primary next year. Democrats staying home voting for Democrats, Republicans voting for Republicans, independents most likely supporting Duggan. It's going to be an interesting race next year for governor. But so far, this is the only announced candidates. Now, one of the things that is kind of new, interesting development, Wayne County Health Director, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, said he is stepping down as the Wayne County Health Director as he is seriously considering a run for the U.S. Senate seat. El-Sayed told MERS News Service he's not yet made a decision, but he hopes that it will come in the next couple of weeks, stating that obviously we have unprecedented challenges and we need a strong leader who will fight. I think we need new leadership that will stand up to the wanton destruction of our federal government by this president. Him wanting to pass tax cuts for the richest people in our country. No, that's not true. That's a lie. An unprecedented encroachment on government programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Yeah, that's not happening either. El-Sayed said, at the same time, I think it would be a mistake that President Trump is the disease. I think the reality of it is that he is the worst symptom of the disease, and we need new leadership to stand up and going to fight back, present solutions to the kind of problems we truly have, as opposed to man-made problems perceived by this president. El-Sayed, who was a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, said the decision to leave his post is bittersweet, but he's deeply grateful to the county executive, Warren Evans, for giving him the opportunity to serve under his leadership, mentorship, and guidance. El-Sayed's last day is today. So he's probably going to get into this U.S. Senate race as well. Well, with all these Democrats filing and running, this is going to be a pure primary next year. That's it for today's show. Be sure to tell everybody your defendingfathers.com and the TuneIn app. Search for WYPV. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones.